Robin and Maynard Show.
Teenage Weather Lady is a huge hit this morning on this.
She's getting
station.
Good mail. She's getting good phones.
And if I were you, Roy Scrotelman, I'd be shaking in my boots, pal.
Yeah, what about that, Scrote? What do you think of the Teenage Weather Lady?
Yeah, Scrote, take that. Take the Teenage Weather Lady.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Teenage Weather Lady, we have had a change in the temperature. Go ahead.
Yes, it is now 45 degrees.
Hey, Robin and Maynard, I wouldn't worry about being behind schedule anymore because I bet most of your audience, even big fans like me, now view everything on your show as the noise in between the weather girl's temperature checks. So I guess you are the feature.
Yeah, wow. What a bouquet.
You're the feature on the show. Brad writes that into you. Thank you, Brad.
I'm sure Brad.
Yeah, and she'd like to thank you.
Because you realize Brad is a huge, loser, right?
Yes.
What else would you call him?
An idiot.
Okay.
That's right. That's the stuff.
Quick.
Yeah. Sure. Starting Monday on the Robin and Maynard program next week, we'll be giving you a chance to win a trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame courtesy of Walk the Line and Orbitz. Have you heard about this?
Have I heard about Orbitz and Walk the Line?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of I Walk the Line, Johnny Cash.
Walk the Line is the chronicle of country music legend Johnny Cash's life, starring Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash.
Look at all the guys that have had movies made after them. Bobby Darin, Ray Charles, now Johnny Cash.
Right.
And you say he tags it, Nick?
It's pretty unbelievable. I'll pull something up for you during the break.
Does he sing his own songs?
Yeah, or is it dubbed just said in? That.
No, he sings it all.
And from the people in the theater, there will be a couple selected to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and see the...
In Cleveland?
And see the Cash exhibit, yeah.
You ever been?
No, I don't like Cleveland at all. I can't stomach it. Cleveland, to me, is just a suey. But I hear the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is gangbusters.
Would you rather visit AMP or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think so.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. You know, I've been to the EMP, I'm embarrassed to say, one time. Have you been?
Oh, yeah. I've been there a lot of times.
I mean, I've been in there for little shows and stuff.
With EMP... They have, you know, a sweatshirt from the bleeding piles.
What?
Well, what I'm saying is there's a lot of stuff in there that I haven't heard of, whereas the Rock Hall of Fame is pretty mainstream. You've heard of the artists that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hey, John, you're on the line. Go ahead. What is it?
Hey, Maynard.
Yeah, what is it, John?
Are you, distracted most of the time? Because you always seem to be a couple steps behind the conversation. A
couple of steps.
What's going on?
You give me two, I was taking three out of it.
Well, maybe four or five, I don't know. But you always seem a little bit behind what's going on. You're always asking questions about things that were just mentioned seconds before in explicit detail that most people wouldn't miss.
I was looking for a copy of I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash, and I missed when somebody had said, are you, because I asked... If he sings his own songs, I missed that?
Yeah, we'd already discussed that.
I was out of the room.
Hey,
okay.
Yeah. You okay with that, John, or does it just piss
if you're
you
doing
off?
It's actually distracting you.
Uh-huh.
That's fine.
You hate that, don't you?
You're not
you hate that, don't
he
you, John?
He thinks the weather girl, the new teen weather girl, is distracting you. That's what he mentioned.
And I'm there. I'm on board.
I think that might be the case. I think so.
No, I was looking for a copy of I Walk the Line, actually. What do you think? Are you distracted by the teenage weather girl?
I am.
I can't see her. You all are in the studio.
Well,
so.
It's worth looking at, apparently. I'm a girl. I wouldn't know.
Hey, John, can you do me a favor? Could you lube the sub?
Do what?
Grease's Subaru.
Come on, you know you want to.
Okay.
No.
All right. Now, you know, this one here, in Latrine Beast, really, I tell you, I can barely stand you for one more second.
Robin, you're a man, and you do Mac Davis.
Latrine Beast, can you keep a linear thought? I'm going to give you a competition with John Maynard, all right? Just a little fun. Johnny Cash fun.
I decline the competition.
No, you don't.
Oh, you want to pit me against the Latrine Beast?
Yeah, I'll do an example of what we might be doing next week.
Find out if he's in the bathtub.
All right, here we go. Latrine Beast knows about Cash.
Yeah, he sure does.
If you know the
in the form of 20s.
Are you ready, Latrine Beast?
Yes.
I'll just call you Toilet for the purposes of this contest, all right?
Okay, big boy.
Okay. What was Johnny Cash's very first single?
It was a rockabilly tune.
You mean a single that was popular?
It was his very first single, that's the question.
I Walk the Line.
By default, the question goes to John Maynard. The answer, Cry, Cry, Cry. In what state was Johnny Cash born?
Tennessee.
The Latrine Beast now with an even score. Arkansas is the correct answer.
There's peace in the world.
Okay, now he's a man again already.
You know who you should be, Beast? You should be the guy in the little rowboat, Mr. Tidy Blue.
Latrina.
Well, you're the one that put him on.
Hey, Robin and Maynard, I have never had a girl be able to simultaneously insult me and turn me on at the same time. Wowie, kudos to the new weather girl.
She laughs.
Any change in the temperature or the weather situation, weather girl?
No changes yet.
Okay. Thank you very much. Time is 10 past 8. It's the only station with a teen queen weather girl.
Hello, my name is Monica. You know me, intern, funny hat, likes cigars. Got a lot of press at the end of the Clinton administration. Listen, I love cigars, and this new rule in your state that bans smoking in buildings stinks. I've always enjoyed cigars. In bars, lounges, the Oval Office. Well, the new rule doesn't take effect for a month. So what do you say, you and I get together for some cigars at Teeny Big's Lounge in Seattle for one last cigar binge? I'll wear the blue dress.
Teeny Big's gives cigar smoking a proper send-off. Next Thursday, November 17th at Teeny Big's on Denny Way. Guys like cigars. Guys like fine scotch.
Guys like me.
Sure we do.
Celebrity voice impersonated. Badly.
Hello, I'm Marissa Northey, producer of The Robin and Maynard Show. It's my job to keep Robin and Maynard on track and make sure they focus only on topics that comply with FCC indecency guidelines. When they get too frisky and say things like,
I like pork.
Or like,
I already had the dump two times during that little thing.
That's when I spring into action and wrap their knuckles with a ruler. Rest assured, anything you will hear on today's Robin and Maynard Show has been meticulously reviewed by me. And even the most obtuse references to lurid topics like going steady, slack tracks, or blouse clowns have been removed. So enjoy the show, because I work my ass off every day to completely neuter it before it actually gets to you.
You're the perfect gal for neutering.
Maynard, if you would please
break the glass here and we'll...
Oh, God.
Hang on, there's a shard. Don't reach in there. You could cut yourself. I'll get that out of there. Oops, I got one left.
Ow! Ow! Ow!